The easiest thing that I do every year is to live my dream. The easiest thing I do every year is what I do on a day-to-day basis. Those are the easy things that I do. Let me share with you the most difficult thing that I've ever done in my life. And that was to believe that I could do it. To believe that I, Les Brown, who was born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida, to believe that I, Les Brown, who was labeled educable mentally retarded, put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade, to believe that I have the ability to live the life that I'm now living. And I want you to think about your goals and dreams, and I want you to expand them. Why? Because it has been said that most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. No, most people fail in life because they're just like I was for 14 years. They aim too low and hit.
There's probably a point in your life where you were given a script of who you were supposed to be, whether it's your parents or your friends or your spouse. And we live too often in our lives some other person's script, right? Someone else's script. And remember this, you're the lead character in the story of your life. And the person who controls that script is you and your God. And at any point, you can decide to step into a new chapter. You can step in to be a whole new leading character.
We want people then to get very clear on that vision of their future, however they do it, and begin to combine that clear intention with an elevated emotion. And the stronger the emotion they feel from the vision they're creating, the more altered they feel inside of them, the more they're going to pay attention to the pictures in their mind. And now they're remembering their future. And biologically, it's exactly the same as remembering your past. In fact, if you're not being defined by a vision in the future, it means you're making your past more real than your future. You're falling in love with your past. You're more in love with your past than you are with your future. That you're believing in your past more than you're believing in your future. When you get to that moment where you have that feeling, that's your compass. Because that feeling is going to drive your behaviors. It's going to drive more of those thoughts. And when you feel that feeling and it's visceral, no person, no thing, no experience will stand in the way between you and that vision. And you will be initiated in by the universe into wealth. You will be initiated into health.
Believe it's possible for you to have it. And if there's someone out there that has done it or got what you want, why the f*** ain't it possible for you? Believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you've got to block out all of the noise around you that's going to tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that sh-. Just believe that you can.
The most important thing about believing in yourself is that you must identify who you are. Believe in yourself.
It's necessary as you look at your goals and your dreams, it's necessary that you have a strategy and a game plan to change the story that you believe about yourself. And that's an ongoing process. I've discovered, and many people have, that what we do, what we accomplish, what we produce is a result of the story we believe about ourselves. My favorite book says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind."
Instead of focusing on what's wrong with you, start focusing on what's right with you. You may have weaknesses, you've made mistakes, we all have, but there's a lot more right with you than there is wrong with you. Dwelling on the negative doesn't help you to do better. Beating yourself up for past mistakes doesn't move you forward. The better you feel about yourself, the better you'll do. The more you like yourself, the further you'll go. You can't give away what you don't have. If you're in turmoil on the inside, mad at yourself, critical, condemned, that's what you have to give. If you're hard on yourself, you'll be hard on others. If you don't forgive yourself, you won't forgive others. If you don't get along with you, how can you get along with your family? The best thing you can do is start being for you. When you love yourself, then you can love others. When you're kind to yourself, then you can be kind to others. It starts with you. Well, Joel, I have all these faults, these weaknesses. Once I overcome, once I learn to control my temper, be more disciplined, quit saying things that I shouldn't, then I won't be down on myself. If you're waiting to perform perfectly before you feel good about who you are, you'll be waiting your whole life. You have to accept yourself while you're in the process of changing.
It's this idea of taking your life in your own hands and being the kind of person that you choose to be, and understanding that everything that comes your way is an opportunity.
The law of expectation says that your expectations tend to become your own self-fulfilling prophecies. In other words, what you expect to happen usually does. And if your expectations are based on false information, so you have false expectations, that's what will happen anyway. For instance, your expectations could be that you are destined to have an extraordinary life and be extremely successful. Is that no matter what happens, it's all part of a learning process that is leading you inevitably to great success, happiness, and accomplishment. And if you absolutely expect that to be true, if that's your fundamental belief, then over time that will become true. You'll be able to throw off the ups and downs of life. You'll be able to ignore the negative influences around you. If you confidently expect to be a great success, then by gum, you sure will be. No matter what people tell you, you just say, well, it'll be all right. Everything will work out fine. And we know that an attitude of confident expectation is a hallmark of highly successful people. They just expect to succeed more than they fail. They expect to be liked by others more often than they're disliked. They expect to learn from every difficulty that they have. They expect to keep making progress. They just confidently expect it. And surprise, surprise, your expectations affect your realities. What you experience on the outside is determined by how you think on the inside. As they say, you are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. In the Bible, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, which means in his subconscious mind, way down deep, so is he. According to your faith, it's done unto you, and so on.
Personal growth is a multifaceted concept that holds a unique meaning for each individual. It can manifest as progress in one's career, a commitment to leading a healthier lifestyle, or an aspiration to build stronger and more meaningful relationships. Regardless of the specific direction personal growth takes, it is a journey that can be embarked upon and cultivated. At its core, personal growth represents the ongoing process of self-improvement and development. It is about striving to become a better version of oneself, both in terms of individual capabilities and overall well-being. Whether you envision personal growth as a ladder to climb in your career, a path to a healthier lifestyle, or a bridge to stronger relationships, the underlying principle remains the same: the commitment to personal evolution. To embark on this journey, it is essential to begin by discerning what personal growth means to you. This self-awareness forms the foundation upon which your growth will be built. Take the time to identify your desires, aspirations, and objectives. Explore the potential obstacles that may impede your progress and devise strategies to overcome them. By conducting this preliminary self-assessment, you take a significant stride towards realizing your goals for personal growth. One crucial aspect of personal growth is recognizing that it is a gradual and continuous process. It does not occur overnight or without effort. Irrespective of the particular facet of your life that you wish to enhance, achieving the desired results demands dedication, persistence, and a well-defined skill development plan. Begin your journey by pinpointing the areas you want to improve. Is it your communication skills that require honing? Do you aspire to cultivate more profound and meaningful relationships? Or perhaps your career appears to be at a standstill and you yearn for professional advancement. Identifying these key areas is the first step towards creating a blueprint for your personal growth. However, it is not uncommon for individuals to become ensnared in the process of self-improvement. They may find themselves entangled in self-doubt, plagued by thoughts like, I'm not sure I'm capable of this, or maybe I'll wait until next year to try it. These self-limiting beliefs can be detrimental to your progress. To truly commit to personal growth, it is imperative to embrace a mindset of positivity. Positive thinking is a potent catalyst for personal growth. Each day should be approached with a sense of gratitude and a determination to quash negative thoughts as soon as they arise. Instead of dwelling on doubts about your abilities, shift your perspective to one of challenge and growth. Acknowledge that while it may be difficult, you are grateful for the opportunity to overcome these challenges and emerge stronger. The power of positive thinking lies in its ability to shape your beliefs and actions. When you consistently believe in your capacity to change and grow, your potential becomes limitless. You begin to perceive personal growth as an attainable and ongoing journey, unbounded by the constraints of self-doubt or negativity. Personal growth is a deeply personal and transformative journey. It encompasses a broad spectrum of goals, from career advancement to healthier living and deeper relationships. Regardless of the specific path you choose, self-awareness and positivity are essential allies in your pursuit of personal growth. By identifying your objectives, cultivating a positive mindset, and committing to continuous improvement, you can unlock your full potential and reach new heights in your journey towards self-enhancement. Embrace the belief that you are capable of change and the horizon of personal growth will expand before you, inviting endless possibilities for self-improvement and fulfillment.
Take action. When you start to walk, talk, dress, and behave like the top people, you soon begin to feel like the top people. You will treat other people like the top people do. You will work the way the top people work. You will start to get the results that the top people get. In no time at all, you will be one of the top people yourself. It may be trite to say, fake it until you make it, but there is a lot of truth to it. Your main job in life is to create the mental equivalent within yourself of what you want to realize and enjoy in your outer world. Your focus must be on creating the beliefs within yourself that are consistent with the great success you want to be in your outer world. You achieve this by challenging your self-limiting beliefs, rejecting them, and then acting as if they did not exist. You reinforce the development of new life-enhancing beliefs by increasing your knowledge and skills in your field to the point where you feel equal to any demand or challenge. You accelerate the development of new positive beliefs by setting bigger and more exciting goals in every area. Finally, you act continually as if you were already the person that you desire to be. Your aim is to reprogram your subconscious mind for success by creating the mental equivalent in everything you do or say. Make a decision this very day to challenge and reject any self-limiting beliefs that you might have that could be holding you back. Look into yourself and question the areas of your life where you have doubts about your abilities or talents. You might ask your friends and family members if they see any negative beliefs that you might have. Often, they will be aware of negative self-limiting beliefs you have that you are not aware of yourself. In every case, once you have identified these negative beliefs, ask yourself, what if the opposite were true? What if you had the ability to be extraordinarily successful in an area where you currently doubt yourself? What if you had been programmed from infancy with genius ability in a particular area? What if you had within you right now the ability to earn and keep all the money you could ever want throughout your life? What if you had a golden touch with regard to money? If you absolutely believe these things to be true, what would you do differently from what you are doing today? Your beliefs are always manifested in your words and actions. Make sure that everything you say and do from now on is consistent with the beliefs that you want to have and the person that you want to become. In time, you will replace more and more of your self-limiting beliefs with life-enhancing beliefs. Over time, you will completely reprogram yourself for success. When this occurs, the transformation that takes place in your outer life will amaze you and all the people around you.